You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're going to be hearing from research charity Bravo Victor to learn about their sight loss research and some of their upcoming projects. We're joined by scientist Nikki Hines. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us what you do at Bravo Victor?
As you said, Bravo Victor is a research charity and we conduct research for the benefit of people living with visual impairment. We take a holistic approach. So we do innovation research, biomedical research, and me personally, I'm in the social and welfare division. So I'm looking at things like well-being, the experiences of people from minority communities, and also public attitudes.
So you do a very wide range of research at Bravo Victor. What are some of the big projects that you've done?
So I'm working on a research program, really. So that kind of contains multiple smaller research projects within it. And we're looking at well-being and visual impairment at the moment. And it's kind of come out of the finding that, you know, there is a lot of research on well-being within the context of visual impairment. But when you look at it, most of the time, really, it's not clear what is actually meant by well-being, or there's lots of different definitions of well-being. So we set out to try and come up, define, agree on a definition of well-being that we can use in the context of adult visual impairment. And hopefully that will kind of help us to have a shared language and collaborate with other organizations within the sector. So that's quite a long, long, long research project. So we started off with review of the academic literature and reports that organizations such as the RNIB have published to see how they have defined well-being. And we're at the end of a series of focus groups now where we've spoken with adults with visual impairment and practitioners working with them. So that's charity workers, optometrists, rovies, and so on, to see what they think well-being means. And we're going to put all of this together into our next phase of the research where we will hopefully come up with this definition of well-being. So that's one of the big projects that I'm working on at the moment. I'm also working on a project to look at visual impairment within minority communities and specifically within minority ethnic communities. This has kind of come out of a review that we did with Bain Vision, which looked at what do we know, what's the existing evidence relating to the experiences of people from minority ethnic communities who have visual impairment. And our finding there really was that there isn't much research at all. And in fact, there are quite big gaps in our knowledge. So we are going to try and plug some of those gaps as we go along. So these are two of the sort of more chunkier research projects that I'm working on at the moment.
And alongside filling in this very important gap in our current understanding, how are you hoping some of this research will be used in kind of everyday applications or be used by blind and partially sighted people?
The use of our well-being research really is quite clear. We always share our findings. We publish open source, so all of our research is really available and we always publish it on our website as well. But we're hoping that this definition of well-being will be adopted by the sector, purely because, you know, if you have two organizations and they have a different definition of well-being, or they have no definition at all, it's very difficult to really collaborate and work together. But if we have a shared definition of what well-being means, what it consists of, we can work together and support people with visual impairment better in terms of their well-being. With our research for minority communities, we need to know how people feel, what they need, what their support needs are. We need to also know about their strengths if we want to make sure that adequate support can be provided. But obviously, as we found, there is very little research and evidence available that tells us how people from minority communities feel. So we are currently not really able to ensure that adequate support is provided for these groups. Generally, they tend to be mixed up in bigger samples with majority white communities. So many of the findings really relate to white people rather than people from minority ethnic communities. So it's really important that we do find out what their needs are, what their support needs are, so that we then can work towards providing adequate support where that's needed.
And you're currently looking for participants for your studies to help plug this knowledge gap and help develop better support for minority ethnic communities with sight loss. Can you tell us who can apply and how people can get involved?
Yes. So we are recruiting participants for two projects actually at the moment, but for our minority ethnic communities research, we are currently recruiting adults who are aged 18 and over, who have a visual impairment and who are of Chinese heritage or who are from Chinese communities in the UK to take part in an interview study. So this will explore things like your experiences of services, your support needs, and also the kind of attitudes you have come across in your day-to-day life. And if you're interested in taking part, please do have a look on our website, which is www.bravovictor1word.org. And please do feel free to get in touch with me and I can tell you more about the actual research. We are also currently recruiting participants for the next phase of our well-being research. Again, we're looking for adults aged 18 and over who have a visual impairment. We're also looking for practitioners who are working in the sight loss sector, and that can be anyone who's an ECLO, Rovi, charity support worker, optometrist, ophthalmologist. And we are inviting participants to take part in a Delphi study. So that's a series of surveys with the aim of trying to agree on a definition of well-being. So this is quite an important study because you will be involved in developing a definition of well-being in the context of visual impairment. And again, if you're interested to take part, have a look on our website, which is www.bravovictor1word.org, and please do get in touch with me and we can have an informal conversation about it.
Well, thank you so much, scientist Nikki Hines from Bravo Victor, for talking to us at RNIB Connect Radio about your research.
Thank you so much for having me.